Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we do ask that you please discontinue the use of all portable electronic devices. If you have any questions about a particular device, please call 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTAR.
Wow.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
And the emergency exits are here, here, and here. Or there, here, and there.
We're going to have to do something a little more descriptive. Directly behind you.
Sir, can you put your seat up, please? We're trying to take off here. It is the airship computer corner, isn't it? No. We're talking about your new computer as you either receive or give or bring one home for the holiday season. And you assume that everything is hunky-dory and ready to go. Well, there's a real good chance that unless you're buying from a retailer that literally took it out of the box, plugged it into a secure internet connection that was behind a firewall, and did all those updates up to that minute before you actually took it home, you probably have a few security items to deal with when you first get that computer home.
And here's the real fun part. So now you get this computer home. It doesn't have all the security updates, but the only way you can get them is to connect to the internet. And so you now see the quandary you're in.
Symantec estimates that in as little as 20 minutes of connecting to the internet, you can be attacked by these rogue worms and Trojans and viruses that are floating around that know how to take advantage of an unprotected or unpatched system. And it's not just a matter of, oh, I got antivirus on.
No.
That's not where the problem is. The problem is that they've figured out how to manipulate the Windows operating system and Linux and the Mac operating system and basically everything out there.
No, it's only Windows, man.
Of course. Windows is the biggest target, no question. But there's a ton of stuff just floating around, these automated scripts floating around the internet just looking for vulnerable machines. So if you're going to connect this thing to the internet, especially to a high-speed internet connection, tip number one from the data doctors, make sure you're behind what's called a broadband firewall or a router, which is a kind of a bouncer on the nightclub that is your computer. It's the guy that's not going to let the bad guys in without the proper credentials. The reality is it's like the invisibility cloak on Harry Potter. Makes you invisible. Nobody can see you on the internet if you're behind one of these
things. I got one of those. I'm cool.
I actually got talked into going to the midnight showing of the SS.
Yeah, I heard. You're so smart.
No, I'm not.
Be a smart Santa. Secure that computer for whoever you're playing Santa for.
You have two options when it comes to this computer. Either purchase it from somebody that's going to take care of all this stuff for you that, you know, can be a headache, or make sure you know what the steps are before you plug it in.
And then go quickly and make sure you're behind a firewall.
If you do that, Windows updates. Make sure your antivirus program is completely updated. Make sure your anti-spyware is completely updated. Then you're able, now you should be able to take it out of the driveway and onto the information superhighway. Huh?
What do you think? I like it. Like my voice is, though. Quick, like a bunny, Dad.
Hey?
I don't know why.
Let's see if we can help Raymond out.
There's Raymond.
Raymond, thanks for holding. You're on the computer corner.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing much.
All right.
So, what's going on?
No, what's going on with you, Raymond?
Well, I go on the internet and I cannot download Java plates. I had a computer built for me.
You can't download Java plates?
I guess that's what it's called. You know, like, you go onto certain websites and they tell
you. Do you mean plugins?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Okay.
Maybe somebody at the website doesn't love you.
Maybe so.
Oh, wait, no, everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody does.
I love that, too. Raymond, yes, everybody loves the Raymonds.
Well, listen, the Java scripts or the Java plugins, anything to do with Java, Java is a scripting language that can be very, very handy or very, very malicious. So by default, all of the security devices that are out there, like Service Pack 2 for Windows, automatically disable the ability for Java to automatic just to be easily added to your system. And that's a security measure that they put in there because there's no way for you to know whether this Java script or plugin is good or bad.
Okay.
And so their solution is, well, don't allow any of it to come in.
Sounds good.
Isn't that nice?
It is sweet.
So the website you're trying to go to, if it requires a Java plugin or JavaScript to be run, typically in the support section, they will tell you the parameters. Because, see, it's like different for different websites, different browsers, different, you know.
There's a little political thing that went on, too. Somebody other than Microsoft came up with Java as a language or a scripting language. And Microsoft doesn't much like that when others come up with things that are cool. And so they don't necessarily make it real easy for you right out of the box to be able to view this stuff. You have to actually get the plugin from somebody else, from Sun Microsystems, actually. But what you got to do, what Ken was alluding to, is wherever you're trying to look at this content that requires this plugin.
Let's say Yahoo Games.
Yahoo Games, they ought to give you some instructions there on where to go get the secret plugin that you need and how to enable or disable or counteract the security that's been locking things down. And hopefully they give you a little education of what you're doing when you do that. So
in other words, when I click on the game and it says you need to download the whatever,
Tell
me how?
Yes, it should tell you right there.
Because right now I'm trying to download a Yahoo Backgammon, and it says it doesn't do nothing. It just says click here after 3 minutes. I click here and all it does is just read low.
So you're going to, if you want to hang tight, I can try to replicate what you're seeing so I can give you specifics, but we're just trying to give you everybody a general idea. So hang tight here.
I will.
We are the kings of, we'll help you during the break today.
The off-the-air tech support. Yeah.
This has been the, like, obscure question corner.
Oh. Hey, if you have a obscure question or not obscure question, doesn't really matter. 602-277-5827. We actually have an open phone line, real rare. Hold through the news break, and we'll get you on in the order that you call.
When we come back, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week, and, of course, more about how secure that new computer really is and what you can do to make sure that you're not a victim on that happy holiday morning when you open that thing up.
The Weird Wide Web will be the World Wide Web if you properly educate yourself before you get out there. So stay tuned for more of that information.
Listen.